Each year, at least 5 million children under the age of 5 die from malnutrition in developing countries around the world, and hundreds of millions of children and adults suffer from stunted growth and are made more vulnerable to disease. An American missionary organization called Church World Service says it has found what it calls the miracle to eradicate malnutrition, a highly nutritious plant that's known as the Moringa oleifera. The tree already exists in Asia, but is common in areas of Latin America and Africa as well, where malnutrition is most prevalent. The organization has started a controversial project to spread the news about the plant in one region of Senegal. Reporter David Hecht filed this report.
Moringa oleifera is used in countless folk remedies throughout the world. Its root is used to expel parasites, its flowers to relieve sore throat, and its seeds to remove warts and treat scurvy. It's even mentioned in the Bible. The book of Exodus says, "The Lord showed Moses a tree that could purify dirty water." Scientists say Moringa is a good water purifier and has other practical uses as well. In Senegal, some doctors recommend it to diabetics. Lol Fugli is regional director of the relief group Church World Service. He calls Moringa the miracle tree, though mostly because of its small round leaves.
In terms of vitamins and mineral content, it ranks as the best of all tropical vegetables that we know of.
Moringa is packed with intense concentrations of calcium, iron, vitamins A and C, and potassium. It's also drought-resistant. It grows in many hot climates around the world, and if you stick a moringa seed in the ground, says Fugli, it will turn into a willowy 15-foot tree within 1 year.
We decided to put the theory to the test that perhaps these leaves could, due to the very high nutritional content, be a possible solution to the problem of malnutrition within rural areas of Senegal.
Moringa is already part of the local diet. Its leaves are used in a popular sauce. But since the beginning of last year, a team of Church World Service trainers has been teaching health workers in southern Senegal about other uses for moringa. The instruction includes how to make a powder from the leaves at no cost that can be used as a food supplement for pregnant mothers as well as breastfeeding mothers and their babies. At this clinic in the regional capital, Ziguinchor, mothers bring their babies to be weighed. The nurses are trained to identify children with various forms of malnutrition and give standardized formulas recommended by the World Health Organization. For the past year, they've also been adding moringa powder to the formulas. In the main office, the clinic's head nurse, Sona Mansali, leaves through a register with children's names and their weights. The results are clear, she says. The children's weights increased faster and more consistently once the powder had been added to their diet. There are no clinical studies on moringa's value in treating malnutrition, but experts say it appears the tree may be quite helpful as a food supplement. Many health workers say moringa is so effective that they're also using it to treat severely malnourished children. A Church World Service promotional video has several of the workers' accounts.
Quite astonished with the miraculous effect of this tree.
The video shows a child in the final stages of malnutrition with severe dehydration.
He couldn't even walk. His skin had lost its elasticity. We began treating him with Moringa oleifera. A week later, we examined him again and found he had already begun improving.
But nutrition experts are skeptical. Salamat Awad heads the nutritional program at the University of Dakar. She says treating a severely malnourished child with a food as nutrition-packed as moringa could give him a fatal heart attack.
Now it is well recognized that you have to give a low-density food at the beginning of the treatment. And this is the reason why the World Health Organization have published the book. There was a high mortality in these children if you give if you overload him with energy or with protein.
The lack of clinical studies on moringa's nutritional value has not diminished its popularity. In the areas where Church World Service has been promoting it, moringa has turned into a health craze. Aissatou Colley is a local health worker who took the Church World Service course. She says she often eats moringa leaves straight off the tree, even though they're somewhat bitter. I've gotten used to it, she says, and anyway, I am more concerned about health than taste. Now Colley is trying to convert other people. Everyone needs to know about all the goodness of this tree, she says. As a group of her neighbours watch, Collie demonstrates another way to use moringa. She cuts strips of flesh off the insides of foot-long cone-shaped seed pods. After cutting the strips, Collie adds salt and places them in boiling oil. Collie also boils moringa seeds like green peas and serves them as snacks. Like many of the health workers who have gone through the Churchwell Service training, Collie claims moringa is the only food worth eating. Senegalese cooking has very little nutritional value, she says. Moringa, on the other hand, is a complete food. Professor Watt at the University of Dakar says she's wrong, insisting that there's no such thing as a complete food.
I don't think that one food or one tree can solve all the nutrition problem of the world, and particularly in Africa, because malnutrition is a very complex situation. I hope that this is not the way of thinking for the missionary people. I hope that their mission is not just to come here and say, oh, you have a miracle tree, so it can solve all your problems.
But Lol Fugli of Church World Service remains an unabashed advocate of Moringa oleifera. He says that in areas where they've used it, malnutrition has been virtually eradicated. While scientists are reserving their judgment until Moringa undergoes clinical trials, projects similar to the one in Senegal have begun in other parts of West Africa, as well as in Haiti, Brazil, and India. For NPR News, I'm David Hecht in Dakar.